Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
The borrower is a servant to the lender. Which one will you be? Lender or borrower? Wow. So this one, we call it choose your choice. Choose where you belong. The rich, they rule over who? The poor. Psalm 37 verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. So who gives? Are you righteous? So you are not the wicked, right? And you are not the borrower. If by any means you take somebody's money, give it back to them. If you promise them that I'm going to give it back to you, give it back to them. Because you are not the wicked. Because the wicked borroweth and payeth not again. You see, the Bible has things now. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. You are the righteous. I see you giving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so managing increase. Last Sunday, we learned some beautiful things. Tonight, I want us to consider about three scriptures, all right? To see how there's also the management principles hidden in them concerning increase. It's actually a top-up of what we did on Sunday. Let's go. Three scriptures. Proverbs 11, you can write them down. And as we consider them, you will. Proverbs 11 from verse 24 to 30. We will look at about seven things from that portion. Then Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 to 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 to 6. Then we will read Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20. So last Sunday, the first principle I spoke to you about in managing increase is that in the season of increase, we don't waste, we save, right? And we must have the habit of putting a tenth or the fifth part aside. Pay yourself. Very important. Okay? Right. But first, let's read Proverbs 21, verse 20. Let's read that one first. Give it to us in maybe... Okay, so we read it, then we give it to us in NLT or any newer version. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. What is in the dwelling of the wise? You left one out. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spended it up. Treasure is wealth. That means there's storage. There's that which is there that when the need be, there is that you can rely upon. There is treasure. And there is oil, okay, in the dwelling of the wise. That means when you go to the dwelling of the wise, you will see treasure. You will see that the account is not empty. New Century Translation. And there's oil in the dwelling.
But the foolish, he spends everything. Okay, NLT. One of my sons came to me and said, he was very happy. So he was saying, Papa, 2023, 31st, you told us to save, whatever the case be, save. He said, I don't know how but I was just obeying what you were saying. He said, at the end of the year, the amount that I saw I have been able to save, I was surprised at myself. He said, just by listening to what you told me to do. Yes. And he's very young. Younger than a lot of the people who are very old. Okay. I love this scripture. Everybody read, want to go. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Nyamnam throw Bible. Don't get angry at me. So when you see a man has wealth and luxury, it didn't come overnight. The fact is that overnight wealth shouldn't be trusted. You say, the guy had nothing to do. Tomorrow, boom, suspect. But then you see build up. You know, wealth or treasure is accumulated over a period of time. Are you getting the point? So the wise, what do they have? The wise, they have what? The wise have what? The wise have what? But fools, what do they do? So please, when you get money and you spend everything, according to the Bible, you are what? It's Pastor Christian has not said anything. Please, we are reading the scripture. So if the wise have wealth and luxury, that means they did not spend all, but kept some over a long period of time. Then they are able to buy G-Wagon. Are you getting the point? Not the wicked, though, the wise. Somebody may think maybe I'm getting your mind onto material things. No. I'm just helping you to live a good life and serve God well. Do you understand? Yes. If I'm able to make all of you multi-time billionaires in dollars, look, I will not struggle to have a Land Cruiser to go to places to do crusade. No. I will have big, big trucks to have machines. Do you understand what I'm trying? But when you are broke, look, how would we do that? People of God, listen to Apostle Paul. We being poor, making many rich. So please, I'm practicing the Bible. Leave me alone. Yes, sir. Leave me alone. There's a man of God. He's an evangelist. Very powerful. He's on crusades. I really respect him. He's my mentor and everything. When you listen to some of his tapes now, it will look as if wealth is evil. But when he started grooming his people, if you go and listen to what he was telling them, now they are all big. So he has the luxury to say some things. I think you don't like what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I heard a man of God. He said when the wife didn't have much, the wife is a musician, there were songs she used to sing. Yes. Osuru ni mi fie ye. He said when money came, the wife's songs have changed. Even the dressing has changed. I've not said anything. People of God. Go back to the Proverbs. Where is it? Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20. The wise I thought you would continue for me, O people of God. But fools. You see, when you say this to a proud man, he will say you are insulting, you know. But a humble person will say, then I'm a fool. Oh. I've been spending all. People of God. So I've shown you the first. Never forget this scripture. Go and meditate on it. The moment you get money, say, hey, will I be wise or a fool? Because the wise, they will put down, 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 and discipline themselves over a long period of time. As for a fool, the moment he gets it, the fact is that the fool, no, the money gets finished before it comes. They say what? Fufu si kanto blot. People of God. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs 11. Let's look at the 11. Proverbs chapter 11, from verse 24 to 30. Last Sunday, I brought your mind to the fact that whatever increase comes in, you see, nowadays, we are not mostly farmers. So, most of the time, our increase is more of the finances that come to us. That's why I would be mentioning a lot about when you get money, when you get money, when you get, because, I mean, we are not in the days of barter trade anymore. Where, if you had corn, you go and trade it and get something else. I hope you are getting the point. Now, most of the time, it's money that comes into our hands. Whatever trade we are involved in, it is currency that comes into our hands, right? So whatever flows to you, whatever increase flows to you, you must manage the increase. And it is in this deeply engraved in the scripture. You can't dodge it. Now, I told you that divide the earnings. And first and foremost, make sure that there are channels through which he can bring the increase. Okay? Where your earnings can multiply. Because when your earnings are small, you always think that money cannot come in a certain measure. But listen to me, money can come in a certain measure. A day is coming. Listen to me. Listen. A day is coming. The way the inflow will start coming, you will be surprised. But then you must have the channels. You don't just sit down wishing. You must have the channels. Okay? So if even it is ice water, or achomo, or fine toffee, look, whatever would be a channel through which he can bring a flow. Okay? And that's where I come in with creating multiple streams. Don't just rely on your paycheck. That is to say, if you're a teacher or something, you just say, me a teacher, buy me to Amica. Debbie, wake up from your slumber. Get other channels. Only one stream of gold means your purse will be lean. There must be several streams of gold flowing. So I pray for you that your understanding will open up. You will be able to create multiple streams. So now, as the increase come, I told you 10% you are a believer, tithe. 10% yours to keep. I said, if don't take it out for anything. For a long period of time. So that you can have capital of your own to invest in something.
Yes, sir.
When your toothpaste money get finished, don't say I've saved something.
Yes, sir.
Look, you better manage. No, you see, the reason why I'm saying that is that. We must
cut our coats according to our material. We must learn how to be disciplined with spending. Now when you say we are pissed, and at 70% you spent, look, that 10% when you many already be born. Compare body journey, body training, any BD and after boom, then you fetch. I tell you. I tell you, sometimes there are days that, let's say you have your 70% for spending and you are going somewhere, okay? And you know that if you are not careful, when you go, you spend too much. Intentionally, don't pick money. Intentionally. I said, I'm becoming too petty. Eh?
No.
Okay. Now, I told you those that owe, pay your debt. 10% can pay debt. If you don't have debt to pay, now you can add that 10% to the one to keep. All right? Now, somebody said, Pastor, you didn't talk about giving. Giving to the Lord. Sowing seed. It must all be in the 70. That 10. Right. 10%. Do I have friends here? 10%. Yours to keep. Huh? If you don't have any debt to pay, you can add the 10 to this one to make it what? Now you are left with 70 to spend. Huh? That is why you must have a lot of earnings coming in so that this 70 can be big. This 70, this is where I want to talk to you about tonight. He says, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. I want you to start taking note of something. The first thing he says is that there is one who scatters. Scattering doesn't mean you just get up. Now, what did he do? Now, to scatter, he's talking about giving and investing. Okay? So, here you have to spend. All of it is spending. So, there's personal needs. Huh? Personal needs. Then there is giving out. All right? So you don't withhold all to yourself and spend all on your personal needs. You must also understand that there is the principle of increase that is activated when you give. So in managing increase, if you want the increase to continue, you don't just withhold all. You must learn how to give. Okay? So give. And give. This give or this giving includes giving to your parents, giving to kingdom advancement, giving to your man of God, giving to the poor. All of that giving is inside this giving. Giving to your girlfriend. Whatever giving it is. Are you here? After 3 years. So, you already have your tithe. You have your yours to keep. All right? So, the 10% for paying debt. If you don't have debt to pay, you can either take it here or bring it here, because you now understand that releasing, scattering also brings increase, so that you don't withhold more than is meet. That means withhold, but not more than. But some people, they don't withhold. Na sem na wa kana e mo bo pa mi wo sike bi maboa no nkam de ko e bibi nsu edi ama men kofa men fa wano Mrs. A me fa wano se we bi wo ho de a mane bi na we Mrs. A se de we ye wo jidi se wo di we ya akati be si ko ko so no. Sana we su dia akati me. Are you following the teaching? So these two, the same way you have reverence for the Lord, that you preserve his 10% to present into his house, the same way have reverence for yourself to keep your own. Still, do you understand what I'm saying? This 70%, this is where your giving is. This is what spending on your personal needs. So plan your giving. Maybe January you can't give to the poor. Maybe January you can't give to the poor. Or the percentage you give to the poor is not so much. Are you following what I'm saying? Plan your giving. He said, when I check my inflow, the way God has blessed me, when I come to church, I can give 100 Ghana. Plan your giving. That's why in our church, there's no compulsion. It's not. Who was saying our counsel? Then, because the person doesn't know what pastor is going to say, oh, Pastor, they will bear 30,000, sir. And he will say, "Timmy, she nyam me any money." I was so Timmy, she nyam me any money. Now they be 15,000. Yeah, no. Look, there is what we call sacrificial giving. That one is personal conviction. When you are giving towards kingdom advancement, you may be asked to give sacrificially. That one is not under compulsion. It must never be. It must be a personal decision. I sense in my heart that I want to sacrifice in this season because I'm expecting this from the Lord. That one must be a personal conviction. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. And nobody should put anybody in the head. No. You see, there must be that heart. Am I coming again? So sacrificial giving, giving to the poor, giving to your man of God. Hey. Buying Pepsodent. But all personal needs are here, right? This 70%, manage it well. And you see, the Lord is so good. When you have learned how to manage, many other channels open for more to come. You see, this will come from here. Because he knows that when he brings it, you will not abuse it. You will not mismanage it. Am I communicating at all? Okay. So you don't withhold more than is what? Meat. Eh? But you must withhold some. Never have an empty purse. What did I just say?
Never have an empty purse.
Yeah. Now he continues to talk about the fact that we must be scattering. We must be conscious of giving. But that doesn't mean you are not planning your giving. Plan your giving. You take 2,000 a month. The 2,000 that you take in a month, if you divide it according to all that I'm showing you, the 70% that is left, if you look at how much do you spend a week? Okay, how do I manage this? All right? What will I give? So, bring everything in your pocket. It should rather be a prophetic direction that is telling you to bring everything in your pocket. And if that man of God to bring everything in your pocket is was not really God speaking, you will also be judged. You will be judged. Now bring everything in your pocket and walk home. Plan your giving. Then manage your 70% very well so that it will not get finished. Then you are tempted to go here. Are you getting the point? I hope you like what I'm telling you. So at certain times, when you are going out and you're 70%, you see that you are running low on the 70%. I said, don't put money in your pocket. They'll be telling you, can't you give that? I don't have any money on me now. That's the truth. I don't have any money on me now. Because you know that your 70% is running low and you have to be careful. I know some people say, oh, God will provide. God is my provider. God is my provider. Yes, he is your provider, but he wants you to manage well. Anyway, let's proceed. Verse 25. Am I communicating?
Yes.
25. The liberal soul. You see, he still is the same thought. The liberal soul shall be made what?
Fat.
The liberal soul means the soul of blessing. The one that is able to give, all right, shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So he's still talking about opening your arms. Opening your arms. But still, plan. The fact that he said the liberal soul shall be made fat doesn't mean that he said love your neighbor as yourself. So he didn't say love your neighbor more than yourself. So plan. Does it make sense? Okay. Then 26. I said I'm showing you about six things. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. So you see, it's a build up. Now he's showing you that you must have what to trade. What to trade. So being a blessing doesn't mean giving out for free. But being a blessing also means creating ventures that people need what you have to buy from you. Come on. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall what? But blessing shall be upon the head of him that what? Huh? Tell somebody, you must have something to sell. You must have something to sell. You must be selling something. You must be selling some goods or services. Do you know I'm selling right now? Do you know it's selling I'm doing? Yes. I'm delivering a service. And I am also serving a good. I'm selling goods. You see, why did the Bible say, buy knowledge? Sell it not, right? All right? But you see that we are custodians of the knowledge that must be passed on to you. But you are buying it. What are you buying the knowledge with? To your attention. You could have been anywhere tonight, right? But you are here seated and you are purchasing with your attention. So you are buying. You must be selling something. Blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth. You see, the it is in parenthesis. That means it's not there in the original. That sell. Get some products, get some goods, get some services that you provide for people. Hey. As you are liberal, doesn't just mean that you are throwing away what you have gathered, but then you are also giving people what they need so that they buy it from you. Are you following it or something? Hallelujah. So learn to distribute, okay? Amen. I see you as a giver.
Amen.
But you will plan your giving.
Amen.
When it is impressed on you to give sacrificially, that one is conviction. I've done that many times because it's a personal conviction. And the word of God shows us, the moment you do that, there's a blessing that comes with it. But it should not be under compulsion. It should be based on the conviction that you have. All right? And the leading of God in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The next verse. The fourth thing he says, he that diligently seeketh good. Say good. So he says, you must diligently seek good. That means go after good things. Don't be casual about it. So if the business is good and there's no fraud in it, be diligent to seek good. He says, the one that seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. So don't cheat people. Seek good. Did you hear that? Okay. 28. He that trusted in riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. So now here he warns us, as the increase come like that, don't trust in riches. Don't trust in what? Riches. But trust in the living God. So then let it be as if your life depends on the, you know, life is the greatest thing. If you lose your life, what will be of the money? Nothing. So trust in the living God that giveth life. Does it make sense? All right. There are some people, they will just trust in riches right now. All their attitude will change. Number six. Somebody say, hey, Pastor, what numbers have you been giving? I've been giving numbers. The first one was what? Somebody didn't see the numbers. Go to verse 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. So here what he's saying is that take care of your family, especially those of us with wives and children. Take care of your wife. You've forgotten your wife. Because the word troubleth them means you are not taking care of them. You are giving them headache. No sugar. No milk. No tea. No provision. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. And a fool shall be a servant to the wise of heart. You are not a fool. Come on, I said you are not a fool. All right, the next verse, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So the more increase come, focus on soul winning. That is the true definition of wisdom. Are you getting the point? So you see where he comes to end? Investing in soul winning. Praise God. Now go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. Our last set of scripture, then we are done for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I pray that the Lord will open our eyes to several things that we can put money in, invest small, and see it generate income for us. Not to have enough is a problem. So we must always, as believers, believe for opportunities to open for us to sow. And when we say sow, we are talking about invest. Not just sow as in, you've come to church, I say, sow a seed. God is going to bless you. After sowing that seed, the Lord must open a door for you so that you can invest. I hope you are getting the point. For more to come to you. You know, it doesn't end in church. Just the moment you sow, no. Look, it's not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. Praise God. So here it says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Toabodo
Gunsuneni nadachi bi unsabeka o toabodo gunsuneni nadachi bi unsa.
What is the water? Sowing in church, you can say is one of the waters. Yes. Giving to the poor, yes, is one of the waters. But investing in ventures that will bring you inflows. Water has currents. It flows. So he says, hey, the bread you have, you see, bread represents what you have labored for. Cast it onto something that has flow. And you will find it after many days. So here he's talking about investment into ventures that would yield profits for you in the days to come. I think all of you, should we pray and close? We'll close, Mom. Verse 2. Give a portion to 7. And also to 8. So you can have 7 streams that you are giving a portion to. Ensure. Cement, engine. That one, is it for eating or for investment? For investment. You give some to, give a portion to 7 and also to, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. You don't know what will come in the days coming. So be wise to push some into different things. The next verse. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. So you see, it's a build up. So he that observeth the wind, he said, oh, things are not good here, things are not good here, will not sow into ventures. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. I see you sowing. Amen. And I see you reaping.
Amen.
Verse 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. So he's bringing the God factor. What you do will prosper.
Amen.
The next verse 6. In the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening, withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. So, as increase cometh, be smart. Talk to the Lord. Lord, this venture, will I get something from it? Should I put some coins there so that it will yield some fruit for me? He says, look, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper. You don't know which one will do well. Because obviously, some ventures, when you put something there, it will not do well. That's why we need direction. Hey. Okay. I pray that you will be wise. That you will have wealth and luxury. That you will not be described as a fool who spends everything. And as increase cometh in this season, when the increase gets to you, manage it well. Don't forget God and start to say things like, what is tight? Don't forget it. Is you have forgotten God. You have forgotten the source of your prosperity. After you have given to God his tithe, don't forget yourself. Have to keep. Hello? And as you've had to keep, I say keep it and keep it and keep keeping it. Some of you, out of the ones you keep, you'll buy a land.
Amen.
Yeah. Out of the one, I know you like me to just prophesy the ones that says that God will give you a land. Say amen.
Amen.
That one is there. But this one also. All right? And he would like us to have it this way, even more. That when he brought you increase, you did not mismanage it. You managed it so well. And look at the profits that have come from the increase that he brought to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to be wise? Come on, say, I'll be wise. Say, I will be one of the wisest people in my generation. Hallelujah. And don't forget, manage your 70% well. Remember what is in your 70%. Your spending for your personal needs, your giving, all right? And even you can still have some to push into other ventures that would continue to bring in flows. Never mismanage your 70 and be tempted to come into the one that you have to keep. Does it make sense? Amen. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.